And that's where we say goodbye to the World Service and start the day here on BBC Radio 4. Good morning. It's Saturday, March the 1st. I'm Tina Ritchie. In a moment, we have the shipping forecast and news briefing. And just after six, we'll hear from the chef, outdoor swimmer, author and campaigner Hugh Fearnley Whittingstall about his fascination with the natural world. But first, a look ahead to next Tuesday.
History's secret heroes with me, Helena Bonham Carter.
He tells her that she will be sent to France as a secret agent, and if she is caught, she's going to be shot.
10 remarkable tales of bravery from World War II.
What they wanted was someone to get themselves arrested and sent to Auschwitz.
Ordinary people caught in extraordinary times.
Anything that they had to be done to excess, because it was living, because they might die.
History's secret heroes. The new series starts on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds on Tuesday afternoon at 3.
Now time to say good morning to Sarah Keith Lucas.
Thank you, Tina. Good morning. And now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Saturday, the 1st of March 2025. There are warnings of gales in Fitzroy, Rockall, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight. High, West Wales, 1032. Expected Thames Estuary, 1037 by midnight tonight. And the area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking. Westerly or southwesterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later in north. Rain for a time. Good, occasionally poor for a time. North at Cira, south at Cira, 40s, Cromarty, 4th. Southwesterly, veering westerly or northwesterly for a time, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in north at Cira. Rain or showers, moderate or good. Tyne, Dogger. West or southwest, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 for a time. Fair. Good. Fisher, German Bight, Humber. Variable 2 to 4, becoming mainly west, 3 to 5. Fair. Good. Thames, east or northeast, becoming variable 2 to 4. Fair. Good. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, Biscay. East or northeast, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in Biscay. Mainly fair, good. South Fitzroy. Northeasterly, 6 to gale 8. Showers, moderate or good. North Fitzroy, East Sole. Easterly or northeasterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in North Fitzroy. Showers, moderate or good. West Sole. Cyclonic, 5 to 7, becoming variable, mainly southeasterly, 3 to 4. Rain, moderate or good. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Variable, 2 to 4. Fair, good. Shannon. Cyclonic, 4 to 6, becoming variable, 2 to 4. Then southwesterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in north. Rain at first, moderate or good. Rockall. Westerly or northwesterly, then backing southwesterly, 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 later. Rain, then showers. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Malin. Cyclonic in the Bristol Channel, northwest 3 to 5. Backing southwest later, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in northwest. Rain or showers. Moderate or good. Hebrides. Southwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first and later. Showers, moderate or good. Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes, southeast Iceland. Southwesterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first in Bailey and southeast Iceland. Rain, then wintry showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic. West by south, 5. Rain, 3 miles, 1025, rising slowly. Stornoway. West-southwest, 4. Recent rain, 8 miles, 1022, rising more slowly. Lerwick. Southwest, 7. Slight rain, 4 miles, 1018, falling slowly. Lucas. West-southwest 1. 16 miles. 1027. Now falling. Bridlington. West by north 1. 1031. Rising slowly. Sandetti light vessel automatic. East-northeast 4. 11 miles. 1030. Greenwich light vessel automatic. 11 miles. 1030. Jersey. Northeast by east 2. 12 miles. 1030. Steady. Channel light vessel automatic. East-northeast 3. 11 miles. 1031. Scilly automatic. East-southeast 2. 16 miles. 1030. Rising slowly. Valentia. South by east 2. Slight rain, 9 miles, 1029, rising slowly. Ronaldsway, southwest 3, 22 miles, 1030, rising slowly. Malinhead, south by west 4, slight showers, 5 miles, 1026, rising slowly. And here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500. General situation. High pressure will dominate across southern and most eastern areas of the United Kingdom and will bring a good deal of fair weather and light or moderate winds for the inshore waters. A stronger southwesterly flow will affect more northwestern parts with patchy rain or drizzle at times. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southwesterly, veering westerly for a time, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in north. Rain, showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. South or southwest, veering west for a time, 3 to 5. Rain for a time, moderate or good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Southwest, veering west for a time, 3 or 4. Fair, rain for a time, moderate or good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. West or southwest, 2 to 4. Fair, fog patches at first near shore in south, good, occasionally very poor in south. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Variable 2 to 4. Fair, fog patches at first near shore, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Northumberland to Selsey-Bill. Easterly or northeasterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 for a time. Fair, good. Selsey-Bill to Lyme Regis. Variable mainly east or northeast 2 to 4. Fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. East or northeast, occasionally variable 2 to 4. Fair, good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Variable 3 or less, occasionally easterly 4 in south. Fair, good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Variable, mainly southerly, 2 to 4. Fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Variable, mainly southerly or southwesterly, 2 to 4. Drizzle at times later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Isle of Man. South or southwest, 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less for a time. Occasional rain and drizzle for a time. Good, occasionally moderate for a time. Lochfall to Carlingford Lock. South or southwest, 3 to 5. Rain or drizzle for a time. Moderate or good, occasionally poor for a time. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southerly or southwesterly, 3 to 5, occasionally variable 2 to 4 for a time. Rain or drizzle for a time, moderate or good, occasionally poor for a time. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Cyclonic, 2 to 4, becoming south or southwest, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in north. Rain then showers, good, occasionally poor at first. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. West or southwest, 3 to 5, increasing 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later. Rain, then showers, moderate or poor, becoming good. Shetland Isles. West or southwest, 5 to 7. Rain, then showers, fair later. Good, occasionally moderate. And that completes the shipping bulletin. I'll be back with the general weather forecast in a few minutes.
Sarah, thank you. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Saturday, the 1st of March. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Tina Ritchie. President Zelensky says relations with the United States can be repaired after he was told to leave the White House for rowing with Donald Trump. The Prime Minister has called both leaders as he prepares to welcome Mr. Zelensky to London this weekend. Police believe the Oscar-winning actor Gene Hackman may have been dead for more than a week when he was found at his home in New Mexico. In sport, Aston Villa are the first side through to the FA Cup quarterfinals. President Trump says Volodymyr Zelensky overplayed his hand during talks in the Oval Office that descended into a row about US support for Ukraine. The arguments broke out when the US Vice President J.D. Vance accused Mr. Zelensky of not being thankful for what Washington has done. A US official says President Zelensky and the Ukrainian delegation were told to leave the White House. An agreement granting the United States access to Ukraine's natural resources and rare earth minerals went unsigned. Speaking as he left Washington for Florida last night, Mr. Trump said he remained unimpressed.
I would say it didn't work out exactly great from his standpoint. I think he very much overplayed his hand. I'm looking for peace. We're not looking to go into a 10-year war and play games. We want peace.
In an interview with Fox News, President Zelensky said he respected Mr. Trump and the American people. He was asked whether he owed his US counterpart an apology.
I think that we have to be very open and very honest. And I'm not sure that we did something bad. I think maybe sometimes some things we have to discuss out of media, with all respect to democracy and to a free media. But there are things that where we have to understand the position of Ukraine and Ukrainians.
Keir Starmer spoke to Donald Trump and Volodymyr Zelensky in the aftermath of their row. The Prime Minister is due to host European leaders, including Mr. Zelensky, in London this weekend. A Downing Street spokesperson said Keir retained his unwavering support for Ukraine. The first phase of the ceasefire between Israel and Hamas is due to expire today, with no agreement on any extension, despite talks with mediators in Cairo. The second phase would involve the withdrawal of Israeli troops from Gaza and the release of the remaining hostages in return for Palestinian prisoners. Three national policing bodies want forces to get greater freedom to release more details of investigations to prevent the spread of disinformation. The appeal forms part of a submission to a review of the law on contempt of court. Tom Simons reports.